A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Bill Plaschke, Israel Gutierrez, Kevin Blackstone, Monica McNutt. The Clippers flip the script. The Knicks celebrate getting nicked. Jay Crowder looks at LeBron James, and the preposterous idea of stepping on a logo as being disrespectful. You run on it all game. Let's go. You run on it all game. You step all over it all game.
How about those Clippers? Just anybody can look at LeBron James. You know?
We start with news of the day from the French Open, and it's huge. Naomi Osaka withdrawing from the tournament. The number two tennis player in the world saying she won't play in the French Open. Last week, announcing she would not be talking to the media after matches in the interest of her mental health upkeep. And that was met by a $15,000 fine by the tournament after her first match. And the threat of being expelled from the tournament should it go on. So today, Osaka posting, I never wanted to be a distraction except that my timing was not ideal and my message could have been clearer. I'm going to take some time away from the court, but when the time is right, I really want to work with the tour to discuss ways we can make things better. Monica McNutt, what's your reaction to this?
I applaud Naomi Osaka. I think she fully understands the magnitude of her name. And I think we all need to take a step back and acknowledge the last year for her. Yes, she's been successful, but as the face of the Black Lives Matter movement in the tennis world, there's a ton of weight on her shoulders. And while her sister suggests that part of the media portraying how she hasn't played well on non-hard courts is a part of this, the idea that we would just say we believe in mental health, but not take her at her word and not acknowledge that we need to go back and address some of these rules is ridiculous. This is the uncomfortable part of this, and hopefully moving forward, like she said in her statement, things can be addressed.
Kevin Blackstone, your reaction to Osaka withdrawing from the French Open?
You know, if she had a hamstring pull, we would all understand that because that's something commonplace in athletics that we know about. But she has something else going on. And in February of 2020, just before COVID hit, I was on a forum up in Chicago with Shamik Holzclaw, Trey Moses, and some other folks, Dr. Parham from the NBA, who's in charge of mental health and wellness for the NBA, and we had a big discussion about athletes and mental health. And we were reminded that mental health is physical health. And so you have to take care of your mind, just like you have to take care of your body. And if Naomi Osaka is saying that that's what she needs to do right now, and do it by getting away from the game, then we should all applaud that and understand that, and hope that she gets back. Because as Monica just reminded us, last year during the Black Lives Matter movement in a virtually all-white sport, she was an incredibly important and salient voice on the issues affecting black people in this country.
That, of course, is part of her person here, and that's part of this story. Also was, and Kevin, I want to go back to you on this, because I know you felt a little bit differently than some on our panel had about her saying she was not going to make herself available to the media. You could expand on that. You thought that was the wrong way to do it.
Sure, because this is before, of course, she expressed her concerns about her own mental well-being at this particular time. But, you know, at a time that we are celebrating voices from athletes on critical issues of social justice and racial injustice in this country, I thought that she had one of the most important voices and an incredible stage last year when she spoke out about it. And when she wore the mask, when she said, say her name, I thought that was incredibly important, the way that she responded to that. So I hate to lose that voice, but I hope that others will step up in her void.
We'll bring Israel Gutierrez here on the news of the day, Osaka withdrawing from the French Open.
Yeah, Tony, I'm thankful for the clarity now, because before her note and her message, we thought that it was maybe something that she should be able to get through, right? The negativity in a press conference, we've seen others deal with it in other ways, whether it's not answering the questions that they don't want to be asked or other ways. But now that she says, hey, I've basically battled long bouts of depression since 2018, this is not a minor issue where I'm trying to get an advantage over other players or anything silly that had been said previously. And so that I am extremely thankful for. I'm also thankful that she is taking the time away for a second, because that was my initial thought before she had offered these details, was really, what is it that makes you happy? If you are going to be a tennis player and this is part of that responsibility, is that really something that you have to do? Is that something that you are meant to do? Not necessarily, it's something that you choose to do. So now, if she takes some time away and sort of reassesses and say, okay, I can deal with this and this sort of, what, press conferences or any sort of negativity differently, or even if she talks to the Grand Slams and says, hey, maybe we can compromise here and I can do press a little bit differently because of my mental health. I think all of that is still to be worked out. I'm just thankful that we have some clarity here and that Naomi Osaka is actually just confronting what's going on with her before we turn this into a Naomi Osaka versus tennis.
Sure. But you think you needed clarity here. You needed her to say the words, you know, I've dealt with depression in the past before.
I think it's better for her. I don't think I needed it. I think it's just better for her to be clear about that so that people don't misconstrue this.
Bill Plaschke, your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I applaud her courage. She's obviously battling demons much bigger than somebody asking her a question at a press conference. So this is the right thing for her. It's very courageous, a very strong move for her. I don't think moving forward this will change the press athlete dynamic, at least in tennis. Tennis, it works for them. I mean, it's so ingrained in the system. There's rules about it. They're willing to fine or they're willing to default her from a tournament because of it, because it's from Billie Jean King on down, it has sold tennis. This is what has made tennis so popular in the world. Are these press conferences, and it is part of her job. So I hope she's able to deal with these demons and get back to doing.
Bill, you said yourself though, as a reporter, that type of media availability isn't, you know, the most important.
I don't care.
Yeah, you say you don't.
Oh,
care.
Oh no, yeah. I don't. As a reporter, I don't care about if any athlete answers any of my questions. Athletes don't owe me anything. I could care. And most reporters feel the same way. We can write the stories without the athletes, but the tennis establishment obviously cares, and it's obviously important to them. That's why.
Kevin, did you want to add something?
Well, I was going to say, to that extent, what Bill just said, I also think it is overly punitive to default someone from a match because they do not speak to the press. And I think if I'm the players' union, I get in the off season and I try and get that language changed.
I appreciate all your thoughts on this because, as you know, I'm an advocate for mental health. And as you know, and Kevin, you said it exactly as I feel about it. Mental health is simply health. And there is stigma in play here. The stigma is twofold. It's how we as a culture view this and the idea, oh, she's saying mental health is why she doesn't want to talk to the media. Is she trying to gain an advantage? That's part of this. But the stigma is also self-inflicted, which is why it's so hard for someone in the moment like Osaka to address. You're asking her to address, give me reasons why you feel this way. And she may not be there at that moment as well. That's why this is courageous. And we, of course, are all evolving as we go on through this. We've talked about athletes in the past. Ricky Williams, the football player, comes to mind. Or maybe you can even apply it to Kyrie Irving, although you should never try to compare people's paths. But we are now evolving in how we see this. And what happens now? One of the greatest tennis players in the world is not going to play this week at the French Open. We'll move on. The latest on the Boston fan who threw the water bottle at Kyrie Irving last night. Arrested, charged, banned for life from TD Garden.
It's been that way in history in terms of entertainment, performers, and sports for a long period of time, of just underlying racism and just treating people like they're in a human zoo.
Those comments from Irving echo his comments from last week about his experiences with racism while playing in Boston. Now, another thing to consider, this is the latest incident for the NBA in a week. Trae Young spit on in New York. Ja Morant's family, racist and vulgar words were directed their way in Salt Lake City, and Westbrook had popcorn thrown on him in Philadelphia. Israel Gutierrez, please start wherever you like. The NBA's greater problem here or Boston and Kyrie?
Well, I think there's one issue. I don't think it's a greater problem. I would just say it's probably these incidents are happening so close together when fans are just getting back into arenas and sort of full arenas or close to full arenas in a time where it's the playoffs in the NBA and it's super intense. And then people just don't know how to act. Like, that's just basically the issue right now. And so I think if you look at what that happened here with this Boston Celtics fan, not only was he taken away, not only was he, you know, handcuffed, it looked like, and he was charged with assault with a weapon. And so these are the types of things. You have to have repercussions for your actions here. So hopefully these are the types of things things will deter these things happening from the future. But what you hear from Kyrie Irving and what you hear from Kevin Durant about them feeling like they're in a human zoo is absolutely real. And we just talked about mental health here. And so we need to make sure that we don't act like these players are animals and that we can do whatever we want to them just because we're a fan. I think it's just become more prominent, more prevalent now, obviously, with these incidents happening close together. But we need to address them as seriously as possible. And I think the Boston incident was addressed fairly well.
Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's obviously a breach of decorum, right, within the sports world. You can't treat athletes like that, as Izzy just said. You know, maybe it's reflective of some of the breach of decorum we've had in this country over the past year, particularly back in January. But the other thing here is that, you know, this is also a breach of the law. And so I'm glad to see that someone who would do something like this was taken out by the gendarmes and will have to face justice because of it. And that should be an example to anyone who should want to do this. This is not, you know, an NBA problem. I don't see it as that, as long as they continue to do what they've done in these instances. It's just a problem with the behavior of people and what they think, their psychology, about the people who are performing in front of them. And, you know, we can't forget that when basketball started, it started as a cage sport, right, to separate athletes from the people in the stands. That's why they became known as cagers. We don't need any more of that.
Monica McNutt.
You know, it's interesting, KB, that you mentioned the event that happened in January. I live in the D.C. area. The barricades that went up after the fact, they just broke my heart. It would be a shame if the behavior, to Izzy's point, of four isolated incidents changed how we get to consume and experience sports moving forward, because this is absolutely unacceptable. And at the root of this, it is protecting our athletes because they deserve that. As far as fans go, listen, y'all temporarily lost your mind. You better find it real quick, or else you're going to end up in jail like the dude in Boston. Potentially.
You did call it isolated incidents, but for Kyrie, Monica, he talked about this in advance of the games in Boston, then for it to play out like it did. How do you see that?
We cannot dictate someone else's experience. And I know different players and different voices had different opinions of what happens in Boston. If that was Kyrie's experience, this to me bears fruit to what his concerns were. And he literally put the city on alert heading into it. Now, some may argue he didn't need to bring that up, but I think it was very smart in his point. And then now he says, look, this is exactly what I'm talking about. And in his experience, it adds to what he said initially.
And Bill Plaschke.
I think Boston needed to take better care of Kyrie then. They needed, why not move the canopy out? Why is the canopy only halfway in the tunnel? I think every arena should have canopies out. Fans, this has been, Monica, you said this isolated incident. This has been bubbling to the surface for several years now. Fans are way too involved. We need to read. Also, you hear reports about fans getting banned for life. How about reports about fans getting put in jail? I never hear those reports. Mm-hmm. They go before a judge and they get fined. They never get put in jail. I want to see a fan in jail for this. This is assault.
You got my opinion on how I feel about a logo on a court. A paint on wood, that's what it is. But the video of Kyrie stepping on a leprechaun, once again, not a real human being, a leprechaun, a paint on a court, and smearing it like he was getting something off his shoe. Plaschke, what did you think of that?
I thought it's just gamesmanship. It's just Kyrie. It's not worth a water bottle. It's not an act of violence. He's just,
Israel?
He's just rubbing it in.
I thought Kyrie was above that, frankly. I just thought he thought higher than, you know, stepping on the logo in midcourt. But I guess it meant something to him.
I was once told not to step on the Penn State logo in the Penn State football locker room. I don't get the whole
Monica.
Logo thing.
I did avoid the seal on campus at Georgetown until I graduated, but that's because I respect Georgetown.
But the logo on the court, they run over it the entire game. All right, we're back by ourselves.
Exactly.
Is that disrespectful to run on the court?
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The latest on Anthony Davis, strained groin, reportedly unlikely for Game 5, says Shams Charania. Chris Paul's shoulder? Well, that looked a lot better yesterday. A near-perfect game from him, and now the series is 2-2. And now we look at Jay Crowder, looking at LeBron, after tackling LeBron. Man, he looks like a statue. Let's do something about those scores, National Paddle. Bill Plaschke, who has more control over the series today?
How about those Clippers?
Okay.
Well, you're gonna you're gonna chance on that in a second, but I see what you're doing.
The Lakers, the AD, I don't never trust the AD is gonna come back from an injury ever, so I'm gonna assume he's out. The Lakers with LeBron and no AD are 1-6 against playoff teams this year. They score 16 fewer points. They give up 18 more points a game. They have no shot if AD doesn't come back.
Israel Gutierrez. You heard Bill Plaschke there, the man who calls it over for the Lakers in their favor. Now he's going the other way. Go ahead, Iz.
Yeah, I would say the training staffs, the respective training staffs, have control of this series because whoever can make their superstar feel better. Chris Paul looked better, and you know, you heard Rachel Nichols before the game, and he said his shoulder did feel better, and so he performed that way. With Anthony Davis, man, if it's not one thing, it's something else. You just can't rely on him being out there. And then with LeBron, man, if Anthony Davis isn't out there, LeBron cannot sit. He's got to play 48 minutes.
Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, I mean, they're up against it now. You're talking about Anthony Davis. He disappeared in the first game. Now, then he came back. He was dominant. Now he's gone again. They're down to one. If there was one thing that the Lakers had over the Suns, we've heard it time and time again, it was their size, their length, their girth. Now they no longer have that advantage, and I look for the Suns to take this series.
Monica, who's in control of the series right now?
If I may steal my Jay Crowder face or do that impression, this one is pretty easy. The Suns are in control. They've got home court advantage. CP3 is back from an injury and looked terrific. And I don't think we're talking enough about DeAndre Ayton, who is shooting 81% from the field, which is the best that a player has shot in a four-game series in the postseason since the shot clock era. Come on, 20 points and 14 rebounds per game? The Sun are the real deal. They didn't just show up and limp into this position. They're the two seed for a reason.
We all love Jay Crowder's face there, Monica. But you do realize he was building a brick factory made out of bricks for a good chunk of the series. They came back and hit that huge three after staring down LeBron.
The one that matters, Tony. Yes. It's the one that mattered.
We'll move on. Hawks up 3-1 on the Knicks. Monica, you're covering this series for the MSG Network. How Atlanta dominated the home games, took a couple. Complete control of the series, and now Julius Randle's been missing and missing. The Knicks are celebrating flagrant fouls because it's the only thing they can hit right now, Monica. What's that about, and what's this series about?
Well, the flagrant fouls showed a little bit of toughness and some fight in this team. The series has been about the Knicks' inability to score outside of playing iso ball and the length of the Hawks really, really bothering them, not to mention the way that they've been shooting the three ball. Trae Young has arrived in grand fashion on this stage versus the Knicks.
If you have to show fight by actually not playing basketball, but throwing a flagrant foul when you're down double digits late in the game, Monica?
I mean, sometimes you just got to go show them that you're not completely rolling over and see if you can get something started momentum coming back home.
You didn't learn that in my class. I call that frustration because they know there's nothing that they can do with the Hawks right now. And as I suggested to you the other day, it was all about home cooking and getting the three-point shots to fall, and that's what Atlanta is doing.
Monica, you hear that? Your old professor put you in the box. Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
The playoffs will expose your weaknesses, and the New York Knicks just have issues with scoring. And this isn't an indictment of Julius Randle or RJ Barrett. In fact, it's giving them credit and Tom Thibodeau for the regular season they had, but they just need more offense. They've squeezed all the juice out of this line.
And Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, the Hawks are just a better team. They've been a better team. They're a deeper team with Collins and Gallinari, and Trae Young has created 204 points in four games. That's one of the most in the last 25 years. The Hawks are unbelievable. But Monica, I got to bring up one point. You acted as if the Lakers wouldn't have won the series if they had AD and LeBron. You acting like Phoenix was good enough to beat him with AD and LeBron? Because there's no way. If AD is not hurt, the Lakers will sweep this series.
We've all moved on, Bill Plaschke. What are you trying to do?
I'm not a sweep, Plaschke. I did take the Lakers.
No, Bill hasn't.
Oh, Plaschke, you're killing your scoring average for the season here by doing that.
Well, I just want to make the point clear. The Lakers are
Oh, there's
down
a point.
It's
injured. Very clear. You're not in showdown. That's the point. Blackstone McNutt, showdown in 2 minutes.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Avalanche 7, Golden Knights 1 in Game 1 as Vegas coach Peter DeBoer gave Marc-Andre Fleury the game off after winning Game 7 on Friday and played Robin Lehner, who was a turnstile. Did DeBoer blow it? And can you change goalies to start a series, Kevin?
You know what? Yeah, you can do that. I thought this was crazy until I read his explanation. 7 games in 14 days for Fleury, 36 years old. Give him a rest. Keep him fresh.
These guys have a great rapport, both goalies, that is. But it's also important to note that Lehner hadn't played since May 10th. If they need him later in the series, he needed to get the opportunity to work off the cobwebs.
So you both agree. Oh, I thought somebody was going to go the other way here and say maybe don't play a goalie who lets up 7. Okay, fine. 0-0. We move on. Who we are and what we're made of. That's what Teron Lu said before Game 3. Everybody wondered what that could possibly mean for the Clippers. And they are on a run here since mid-first quarter Game 3, outscoring Dallas by 54. Now Luka's got a nerve issue in his neck. Monica, who has the advantage in this series?
Advantage Clippers, Tony, mostly because of that nerve injury from Luka. I mean, he has been everything to this team, but you could tell that he was really laboring in the most recent game. Kawhi and Paul George, mostly Kawhi, they look locked in.
And also, we said before, they needed to get some help, PG and Kawhi. And now they're getting it. They're getting some other scores out there in double digits. And on top of that injury, the Mavericks cannot hang with them.
The whole script is flipped. I mean, you spent half the time talking about the Mavericks, Monica. So we'll give the point to Kevin Blackstone for picking the Clippers. Congratulations.
There was an old racetrack in Charleston, South Carolina that during the Civil War was used as an internment camp for Union soldiers. Those soldiers died there, and most of them did not get anything near a burial until some freed enslaved Africans decided to give them a proper burial, and then they gave them a parade in their honor. They called that Decoration Day. You call that Memorial Day, and we should never forget it.
Thank you for that, Kevin. Memorial Day is not a holiday. It's not a long weekend. Today we remember those who don't come back home. We're on a break. See you tomorrow.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.